13, Hebrews 13. All right. Hebrews 13. I really anticipated being here tonight. Been praying about it and a lot of other things that's been taking place in these last couple of years. Ever since Shannon came down with cancer, God has done a work with me in a better way I just had never thought would happen to me at the end of my life. And it's a work of faith, as He has done that with me or in me. And so I want to touch that area tonight. And I had so many notes. I said, God, I look back all the notes, man. And I said, what is it that I need to do tonight or preach about? And I thought on many things. But I think that this is what the Lord wants. I believe it is. Hebrews 13, we'll stand and read God's Word, and then we'll get right into the message. I'll begin reading in verse 13. Let us go forth, therefore, unto Him without the camp, bearing His reproach. For here have we no continuing city, but we seek one to come. By Him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is, the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to His name. But to do good and to communicate, forget not. For with such sacrifices, God is well pleased. Obey them that have the rule over you, and submit yourselves, for they watch for your souls, as they must give an account, that they may do it with joy and not with grief, for that is unprofitable for you. That's a good understanding right there. If the preacher can do it with joy, that's profitable for you. But if he does it with grief, you're not going to profit. That's a very good statement. Ain't that wonderful? All we need to do is obey it. Pray for us. For we trust we have a good conscience. Boy, there's a statement. In all things willing to live honestly. You ever seen a day? People are not honest, buddy. They are not honest, buddy. Son. But I beseech you the rather do this, that I may be restored to you the sooner. Now the God of peace, that brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work to do His will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in His sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. You be seated. I believe Hebrews is a great book, don't you? I love the book of Hebrews. I haven't been in it much in these 2 years, but that one time I stayed in it quite a bit. You see this word, let us. I want to preach on let us go forth. Let us go forth. Right there in verse 13. Let us go forth. And I have three things to say about let us go, four things about let us go forth. Faith tonight is the main subject and what I'm trying to preach to you about. And is it going to be a day that we have no faith? We're living in that hour that people don't have faith. They don't have faith. I'm not going to preach on the fight of faith. There's a fight for the faith. Then I'm not going to preach on the prayer of faith. That's the one I exercise for my daughter. The prayer of faith. But I want to preach on faith in the victory of it. Faith as an overcomer. Faith, somebody says, I was listening to a preacher preach in the area about enjoying life. Enjoying life. You know, and 1 Timothy is the only one, 6th chapter, deals about enjoying the good things. But God doesn't say in particularly enjoy life. He says to love life. There's a lot of difference. To love life and see good days, eschew evil, and pursue peace. The ears of the Lord are open unto your prayers. You know? But it's not the love life is what's wrong with a lot of people. If they're taking their lives, aren't they? You know? They don't love life. He said, love thy neighbor as thyself and love thyself as thyself. Love thy neighbor as thyself. You ought to love your life. You ought to love your life. In a matter of not that's keeping it to yourself. You want to give it to God as a sacrifice. But you're the image of God. Amen. You're the creation of God. Right. Amen. You ought to say, praise God. I'm glad I've been made of the Lord. I'm His. Amen. That's a wonderful thing. You ought to get that kind of love in you. And love your life because you're God's child. Amen. And somebody says, what's so good about you? I'm a child of God. Amen. That's why I love my life. I love myself. You say, you love yourself? Yeah, I love me because I'm saved. Amen. I've got Him in my life. Amen. That'll make you love something. Quit loving yourself so much. Loving the world. Loving everything else. You know, love the life. You don't love life? I love life. I don't like living depression. You discouraged, defeat, and defile. Aren't you alliteration? All right. I got to have them in the message so everybody think you're a preacher. Amen. So, you know, anyway, let us slide. I don't want to get on that. This is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. That we believe that Jesus is the Son of God. This is the victory that overcometh the world. We need to be overcomers. Overcoming the world. This is the victory. Only place success is mentioned is in Joshua, over there at how to be successful. The only place for success is this word victory in 1 John. That's the only place. The meaning of it is success. You want to be a success? Have faith. You want to be successful? Have faith. This is the success that overcomes the world, even our faith. Our faith, amen. I don't know if I got any. You think you got any? If you got faith, you'll move God, amen. You don't move God by shouting, screaming, hollering, preaching with your blood blaze popping out. You don't move God by me getting up here and talking about all you know about God. You can give all the knowledge you want to about knowing God, and that still don't move Him. You can have all you want to know about Him, but that don't move Him. Your knowledge don't move Him. What moves Him? Faith. Amen. Faith moves Him. It's not a matter of how much you know. It's how much you believe. How much you believe, you know. You can be somebody that don't know a whole lot about God, but that one thing, right, they can move Him, buddy. He'll get down and pray, Lord. They'll start praying the prayer. They'll start moving God. They're not real educated, intellectual, got all the smarts that this butt's got. That's that phone, you know, smartphone. They gave it to the wrong person. I'm a dumb phone. You understand, man? A dumb phone. I'm not real smart on that stuff. And anyway, that it's not according to your intelligence. If it was according to intellect, I'd be in trouble. It's not according to your education. It's not according to how much you might know. It's not according to how smart or how rich or how poor you are. Faith is something that God gives you through the work of the Holy Ghost. It's a gift of God. It's a work of God. It's the one and fruit of the Spirit, buddy. Amen. And when it gets in you, it'll work. When the faith of God by the Holy Ghost gets in you, it works. You don't work to get it, but it'll work when you get it. Amen. It'll work when you get it. How you do it? Now, Lord, thank you for this food you gave us today. You know how much we need next week? Then God says, I'm listening. I believe you can take care of that, God. You say, do you go to work? No, you just don't sit down there and hold your table. You got to go to work. You know, when you go out to work, what is it? God gives you that, well, all that you give. He gives you the strength, gives you the job, gives you all that stuff. Amen. You know, and as you work, guess what? He blesses you, don't He? And then you get to making a lot of money, and then you start neglecting Him. I mean, He starts giving you stuff, and then all of a sudden you've got to start working on Sunday. You got to start, God starts a blessing and giving you everything. All of a sudden, you've got to pray for that two cars you got you didn't need. Yeah, all of a sudden, God helps you, and he says, what does he do? He supplies your daily. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed will be thy name. Give us this thought. Our daily bread. Amen. Our daily bread. You don't see that no more. Mamas don't even have time to get the little kid down and give him breakfast. Hey, that Bible don't lose its commonness of living. Just because this society has got it in a gear the way it goes, that don't change the direction and the instruction of God's Word. You hear me? Young people, you hear me? You going to get married? It don't change for the society or for this generation. Amen. And preaching don't change either, boys. Bow back, get your leather lungs full, and holler. Preach loud. That's what it says. Hurl it. Hurl it.
I want to tell you today how much I've got from the Lord this morning.
Well, say a cross and sit down, you squeaky thing. I said, amen. Come on, boy, get up, son. Get some talking like, quit acting like a woman, and women, quit acting like men, amen. That's what our problem is. That's what our problem is. You say, well, the character of a person is being mutilated and destroyed by this humanistic society of intellectual idiots. Yeah. Amen. I said, amen. Tell that to your boot-wearing, long ponytail, hanged-up philosophers in your colleges now. Yeah. You ought to see my granddaughter. She got the humanitarian award. She's a sweet girl. Loves God and loves God. And That ought to be your personality as God. I'm off the subject. Yeah, it'll be your personality anyway. If you're God's, you ought to be a sweet girl. Hey, y'all not be no screamer. Y'all not be no loud mouth. Y'all not be what? Y'all be sweet and kind. You know, and every time you come up to them, and they're just a gentle, kind, and sweet, you know. And you ain't going to treat them wrong if it's like that. These bunch of boys do when they get a good girl like that. They treat them wrong. And then when a girl gets her a good boy, she don't act right toward him. So what are we going to do about this thing? I don't know. You can't got to get them both lined up some way or another. What you're going to do is you got to preach it like you got right here, and you got to preach it like you got down there, and they take those young people, and I'll guarantee you one thing, they don't. Some of this bunch don't want you to get to them young people with the right way, and they'll do everything in the world to keep them away from you. They'll do everything in the world to keep them away from you. And buddy, I tell you, if we could just get to them some way or another, buddy, just get to them and get them there and get them in the right environment, get them in the presence of God, get them in preaching His Word, get them in praying for God, get them to understand how it is to live for God, to worship God, to get in the house of God and honor God and sing for God and pray for God and preach for God and honor God, study His Word, and let the house of God be a place that they know God's at. Amen. Amen. Not no social club, not no entertainment center. That's right. Not no praises, praise the Lord. You know that's tough. Y'all learn how to honor God. You say, how did I honor it? Well, the old timers are gone. They'd show you real quick. And some of y'all still know, but you get sort of beat up every once in a while, don't you? It's not by the people in church, it's all of others. Well, that's bad rabbits. I've got three different areas for that now. I've got to let everybody know that. I have learned three different ways to call a rabbit. One is that you chase a rabbit. And then if you went to school and got your doctorate on your name, you call it, I'm digressing. And then I got one from Dean McNeese the other day. He said, I've got a thought. You wouldn't mind I chase that thought, would you? I said, that's chasing rabbits. Is it not? He's going to chase a thought. I guess that's a thought. Just a thought. I've been chasing these thoughts. But I call them rabbits. Dr. Fraser calls them digressing. He don't do it. He's about as bad as of it. We'll call them digressing. I don't either. It goes on salads, I believe, brother. You know, I mean, you know, they don't know how we act down there, do we? Have a good time, don't we? Them young people, we have a time. They're very emotional down there. And you better watch out. They get so emotional, they might run over you. You just pull your legs in and watch out. Here they come, you know. And one time I got in there. I get in with them every once in a while, just show them a 70-year-old man still run. They like it, buddy. They like it. They're just waiting. They're waiting on you. They're just waiting on you. Hey, faith is victory. Faith is an overcomer. Faith is a winner in the race. It's not whether you come in first in the race. It's finishing the race. It's not a matter of all this thing. It's this promotion that you be the best and everything else. And they got to just, it's the mentality of ever, you got to give a reward to everybody. And if they participated in the game, you know, we need to give everybody an award if they were the participator. Now, when you get into secular things, you're either good or you ain't. That's exactly the way it is, you know. But when you get into God's work, all you got to do is stay in the will of God, run the race according to what He wants, and it ain't a matter where you're the first one that comes in, because the first shall be last, and the last shall be first. Amen. You try to figure that one out. You try to figure that one out, buddy. What I got to do? I got to be faithful in that race. I got to run that race as God gives me strength to run the race. And wherever my place is in that race, when all He wants me to do is finish. Finish the race. That's what you got to do. Finish the race. Finish the race, man. And you know where you can fall the greatest is when you get to that top. That's a boy, when you get up there, buddy, that's the place, the only thing is down. And then, boy, you talk about the attack. When you get up there, it comes, buddy. The higher you get up on that pole, the higher the attack, the more the devil tries, the more things you got to face. If this church keeps growing and everything else, and you go growing, you start growing. Like up our brother John, the Lord starts moving and does. He's slowly moving and doing these things. And you start bringing that church on, and it starts getting big. You better get ready for an attack. You better get ready, for the devil's going to come after you with everything, buddy. Why? Because you're getting some of his, amen. You're getting a few of them out of the gutter. You're getting a few of them to Christ. And he ain't liking that. And he don't like any time you want to live for God either. Just come to the altar and sell out and say, I want to live for the Lord. You won't get farther than that door. The devil will talk you. He'll be waiting on you on the outside of that door just as soon as you get out there. And what you're going to have to do when you walk out that door, you got to live by faith. You got to live by faith. You got to believe God. You got to go on for God. Believe God, because he's going to try you in your faith. And we don't have much nowadays. Everybody might come up here and turn out the door and you don't see them for another 400 years. Did you get faith? Did you come up here and believe God? It says, let us. 12 times in that Hebrews it says, let us. Let us fear, that we not come short of the promises of God. Let us labor, that we might not fall in unbelief in our progression for God. Let us hold fast, that we might take care of our profession of God. Let us come boldly to the throne of grace, that we might find Him to touch us. Let us go on. Boy, that's one. Let us go on into perfection. Go on because of our dullness. Let us draw near. I'm just going through these right fast. Hold on. Let us draw near to God, that He might purge our conscience, for that we might be purged. Our conscience needs to be purged by the blood of Christ, because our conscience gets contaminated, gets in a matter of callousness, gets in a matter of the evilness of that conscience. Don't you realize you've got an evil heart? You've got an evil heart. The blood of Christ. Don't tell me how it works. I just know if you get before the throne of grace and you bow down before that holy God and you come in by the blood of Christ, He'll purge that conscience. He'll clean that conscience. You'll get out feeling good all over, buddy, because God takes that sin and takes it away and gives life back unto that conscience. He'll give life back unto that conscience. You got to the throne of grace and obtained mercy. And He touches the feelings of your infirmities. He touches you. He can touch you. You believe that? I know it. I ain't believing it. I know it. You ever just go through a day and you'll be traveling along, just a oppressing day on you, just an oppressing day. Everything's just heavy on your mind. You're just a oppressing day. You know what that makes that oppression does to me? It presses me down on my knees. It just presses me till I just can't go no farther. And I just go lay down and I say, God, help me. God, help me. This oppression has got all on me. God, help me. I just cry. Help me, Lord. Help me. And I just cry and weep and moan before Him. You know, just an oppressing spirit as if on it because of all the things and everything that's going on all around you. You can't go out the door and go down the road. You can't even go into a market. You can't even go nowhere now. It's ungodly as it can be. Everything you walk around, it can't even got the door now. Hearing all kinds. Our young people, they're listening to stuff we never did hear. We never heard it our whole life. On what you hear every day, I never heard it like that my whole life. I never saw the stuff that you see when I was a kid. I tell you what, I need to get on with this. My mother, I tell you, you want them old timers? Back then, if you just wore a pair of shorts, you were a harlot. Son, you think out, I tell you. We'd go down the streets and they just sideway parking then, just two lanes down the street. And my mama and my aunt, they were at the Habit Echo when it started years ago. You remember Emma? I don't know if you remember Emma. And Jesse, Mama's Jesse James. No, but anyway, she's act like him sometimes. And they'd go down the road, and they'd go down through there, and they had that old Plymouth, and we'd be a bunch of mean boys in the back seat. You know, we're sitting there, and Mama'd roll the window down. Get your clothes on, Jezebel! Get your clothes on, Jezebel! I mean, this is out in the street right down the road, you know. Yeah, but you didn't see that. You never did see anybody with a bikini or laying out in a head. Oh, buddy. You never seen a naked woman going down the road. You never seen that. You never saw that. Never. You know, so what do you see every day? And everybody says it's all right. And they're so calloused with it now, it's unbelievable. So vexed with it. Why? How can I? Oh, man, I don't need. Yes, I do. That television, you can watch that thing now. It's full of trash and filth and everything else. And it don't bother us nowadays. There's something wrong with us. If we can sit there and watch that stuff and it goes on in front of us, we're not right with God. We're not spending time alone with the Lord. We need to get in our studies. We need to get in your bedroom. We need to get in our. Oh, come Saturday night. You need to flip that thing off and shut her down and pray God and meet with you on Sunday. And you won't have to worry about coming to church if you pray about God being with you on Sunday. You got to be there to see if He shows up. Amen. To see if He shows up. They don't do that no more. I don't pastor now, so I don't do as much as I did. But Saturday night, buddy. Saturday night. Oh, it's prayer time. It's prayer time. And we get over there praying. Then that once a month, we'd pray all night long. And come revival, we'd pray all week. Yeah. Right. Don't do it no more. I don't do it. Because ever since I quit pastoring or finished that 20 years, I hadn't found me an altar yet, but hadn't found one yet. That's nice, clock. Won't you stop? Somebody come up here and pray. Turn that hand back at 15 degrees. Amen. Let us draw near. Let us hold fast, assembling thyself together. Let us hold fast our profession. Let us consider one another in provoking one another in love. Considering one another. Assemble thyself together and assemble it. Forsake not to assemble thyself together. And so much the more. As you see the day approaching. You see the day approaching. We need to assemble more. Not less. We need to come together more. Because the day's approaching. It's coming. It's dangerous. It's very dangerous. How you look for every morning to make sure your children are even around. If something happened to them. Death or something going on. Or some kind of tragedy. Every day, you need to come together. Come together. You need families to come together. We need churches to come. not ecumenical. Mm-mm. No, but we need to come together. Preachers can't get together. You know why? Preachers, members are going here, members going there, members going here, members going there, members going here. Hey, I wish some of this bunch would settle down. Amen. I did settle down where they're going to go. Put their faith in there. This is where I'm going to be. Nail it down. Hallelujah. This is where I'm going to stay. Thick or thin, clear or red, up or down. I'm staying here. I'm going to live by faith. I'm going to believe God. I'm going to pray God and do something. I'm going to live by faith, not by my feelings. Take your feelings off your shoulder and put them down on the altar, because they're going to get hurt. Amen. They're going to get hurt. And grab hold by faith. By faith, I go to God. Amen. Y'all see me when I was in my 40s. I'm 70 now. I still got enough to last an hour, but I won't do that. Let us run the race with patience. Got all kinds of patience, buddy. I'm humble too. To tell you that. Did I ever tell you how humble I was? Sit down, I'll tell you how humble. That's what my son-in-law used to do. I said, did I ever tell you, Pop, how humble I am? I said, no, but two or three times you have, you know. Let us run with patience. Run with patience. Let us have grace with power. Let us go forth, this is what I get to, with praise. Let us go first. First, we need to exclaim the faith by God's praise. Exclaim by praise. He said, as you go out, that you should praise Him. Verse 15, the sacrifice of praise continually. First, what I'll say forward on there is Joshua. When they went around, if you'll praise God, the walls will fall. The walls will fall. He's done it seven times. And he said, when they come around that seventh time, I command you, I will tell you when to shout. Amen. I will say, shout, and they'll shout. They'll shout by faith. They'll shout by faith. They might not feel like it. They just had to shout. He said, yeah, well, I've been preaching as a pastor one night, and it was tough. That was over that, and it had been hard one night. And I was over in old Joshua, and they come up, he says, shout. I said, I don't feel like shouting. I'm in too big a fight tonight with this bunch. He said, shout. So I just went around through there shouting. Just the shouting of a storm. Just shouting. Just shouting. Pretty soon the walls fell. All them walls went right down, and it got on. And you did. His bunch, pretty good. He got a bunch of young people. Y'all see those old dope head druggies and everything else get happy. So they could tear it up, couldn't they? They could tear it up, buddy. They had bad lives and they got saved. Hey, faith will be able to exclaim praise continually. 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 You should praise the Lord continually. You can't go into Brother Leland's church that he don't have them praising God, whether they feel like it or not. He's going to have them praising God at you, brother, because you know that it works in our heart. It works in it. What the hard thing about it is when we don't feel like it, you know what I mean? And we got to do it, you know? And we got to get up and say it, you know? But it's still right. It's still right. We got to do it. We got to do it. It's still right. We're telling Him to do it. He said, it's time to shout. It's time to praise God. Anytime you come into the house of God, He's worthy of praise. He's worthy of praise. You ought to praise Him. When you come into the house of God, lift up those hands I hang down to your side and praise God and give Him glory. If you do that, Brother Fraser's famous statement, He'll come around. He'll come around. You just get to praising Him. Amen. You ought to hey, continually, continually. Faith exclaims His praise. Number two, faith will be experienced the God of peace. By faith you can experience the God of peace. Verse 20. Now the God of peace that brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus Christ. Now it's not the peace of God, it's the God of peace. The God of peace. Not only will the walls fall, but the work in time of fear. When you come in time of fear, there's a work that goes on in you. He says over there in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 that you be sanctified. The God of peace sanctify you. The God of peace sanctify. Then it says in Philippians that the God of peace be with you. The God of peace be with you. It's not talking about the peace of God. It's talking about the God of peace. that he'll be with you. Do you ever really experience a place with God in your life? The God of peace in your life. You got to come. This is by faith. It's too much in these last days. If you don't start walking by faith, friend, you're going to get in trouble big time. You're going to get in trouble. It's not a feeling. It's believing. It's believing. And when you believe God, it'll move God. It'll move God. That's all that moves God. It ain't how pretty you are. It ain't how beautiful you are. It ain't whether or not you're wearing a dress and you ain't spitting skull or anything like that, which y'all not do. I mean, you ought to wear a dress. No, I'm not by spitting skull. Amen. I might let you do that when I ain't watching. But you know, you don't need to be spitting skull. You need to live for God. You can live for God all you want to. You can look all you want to look. Hey, you can be as pretty, and you can quote scripture. You can quote verses upon verses. But if you might not have no faith, you can forget it.
Yeah.
You don't move God by that. You move God by trusting Him and believing Him.
Amen.
You have faith? We'll find out. I don't know how much faith I had when Shannon came to her place. Son, that's a dark place. Shoo. And I get so fearful of saying this. And she's doing well. She's doing all right. You know what I do every morning? I just cry to Him. I just say, Lord, I don't even know how to be thankful. You say, is the cancer gone? No, it ain't gone. The corruption in your body's not gone either. God can cut you off anytime He wants to.
You're right.
You know, He can cut you off anytime He wants to. He can cut you off. He'll cut you off. Well, I don't need to get in that place. That ain't in the message. The prayer of faith. The prayer of faith. I got two more now. Get out of here. Not only exclaim His praise, but all you experience the God. Experience the God of peace. Experience God. Then the third one right now. Then you also must embrace the faith in His promises. You must embrace. He said perfect. Look in there. He said, the God of peace. Wait. Verse 21. Make you perfect. Perfect. You need to embrace His promises. He's got a bunch of promises there. Won't you get a hold of them? Why don't you claim Him to His promises? There's a lot of things He says He'll do if you'll just claim those promises and believe Him in what He says He'll do. Have you got any of God's promises in your life? You've got any promises in the last one? You must exclaim Him by praise and shout. You must experience the God. Then you must embrace His promises. But then, last one, you must exercise by pleasing Him. Exercising faith by pleasing Him. The God of heaven was well pleasing. The walls will fall. The work will fear. He's a great shepherd. But the last one, the walk with God. And that was Enoch. By faith, he pleased God. By faith, he pleased God. You want to walk with God in these days? You better want to walk with God. That's you and God. That's just you and God. I told a boy that's been given in a certain church some problems. I may have run into him today. And church discipline had been ordered on him. You know, and a lot of problems were taking place over it. But I ran into him today, and I was at parties, and I was eating. He come up, and I saw me. He saw me, and all the things. He come on up to me. I looked at him, and his mama was over there. They were talking about insurance and stuff. And I looked at him, and I called his name. I said, boy. I said, did you get right with God? I said, I'm not talking about everybody else. And so I said real sternly, I said, did you get right with God? Because there's a big controversy about where he was right or not. Where he'd gotten right or not. I said, you better not worry about mama, daddy, or your pastor, or me. You better make sure that you repented to God. He's the one that you sinned against. He's the one that you sin against. You think you're hiding the things from some person, mama, daddy, or your husband, wife, and everything else, you're not hiding it from God. It's not hid from God. And whenever you confess your sin or repent of your sin, it's repentance toward God and faith in Jesus Christ. It's not repentance to me. It's not the priest with his collar turned around backwards. You're not going in there confessing your sins to him. He's not the one you confess your sins to. You confess your sins to your heavenly Father, the one in heaven. And you confess and you repent of it. If you repent of it, there'll be a change in your life. There'll be a change in your spirit. There'll be a change about you. You don't have to worry about whether they believe it or not. When you get right with God, they'll know it. They'll know you got right with God. Joy will come. Cleanness will come. Purity will come. Happiness will come when you get right with God. You need to exclaim Him in praise. You need to experience Him in His peace. Then you need to get on that. You need to come to the place that you walk with Him and embrace Him. Embrace God's Word. Grab a hold of God's Word and embrace it. Hold on to it. Keep it. Let it be your whole life. Every time you get up, it speaks to you. You listen to Him. I don't want to talk to nobody but God. Amen. And He talks to me out of His Word. Amen. Out of His Word. Do you have faith tonight? Or you just got knowledge? Lord, thank You for this evening. Thank You for everybody's here. Have Your way. Help Brother Fraser when he comes. Help the singing. Let us start this meeting off. Lord, let us work into the work. Let us get before You. Let us wait upon God. May You help Brother Wayne as he seeks those that would come to preach. And Lord, the people here, let them have faith. Let them believe You. Let them see You do something for them. And I praise You, God, for all the things You've done for me. All the things that You've taken care of. And I ask You for this week's out, if it goes all week, for You're soon to appear. I pray we get closer to You, draw nigh to God. You'll draw nigh to us. In Jesus' name, amen.